With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A Billings man has been charged in the death of an infant nearly a year ago. The Billings Gazette reports James Maurice Palmer was arrested last Wednesday on a charge of negligent homicide and is being held on $200,000 bail. Jail records do not indicate if Palmer has an attorney who can speak on his behalf. After a late September snowstorm closed most roadways in Glacier National Park, including going to the Sun Road, the U.S. Park Service officially deemed alpine sections of the road closed for the season Friday. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
The late September snowstorm that shattered snowfall records east of the Continental Divide brought plenty of snow in Glacier National Park as well. That prompted the closure of most park roadways. The western portion of Going to the Sun Road was already closed for road preservation work and was due to reopen September 29th, but road sealant was still curing and prevented plows from working on that section. Continued snowfall also prevented the reopening of eastern alpine sections of the road. The park officially closed alpine sections of Going to the Sun Road for the season Friday. Those sections typically close the third week of October. The park says staff will now begin the process of removing guardrails from the roadway that can be damaged by avalanches. The process typically takes 2 weeks, but with forecasted freezing temperatures and more snow likely on the way, some may be impractical to remove. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Utility regulators from three states used nearly identical language in letters urging the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to speed up its study on the effects of upcoming coal-fired power plant closures on the U.S. power grid. The Billings Gazette reports the language appeared to originate from the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, a coal lobbying group. FERC is studying whether the U.S. energy grid would remain reliable with closures and whether the government should subsidize some energy sources. The letters asking FERC to expedite the study included the signature of Montana Public Service Commission Chairman Brad Johnson. Johnson told the Gazette the letter was given to him to sign by the Montana PSC Communications Director, but he agrees with its content. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton put tens of thousands of miles on a state-owned pickup truck and used it extensively during weekends and holidays in addition to other travel that legislative auditors said violated state policy. That's according to a report from the Associated Press. A state audit of the Secretary of State's travel covered two fiscal years ending in June 2018 found Stapleton's travel to his home in Billings violated policy. After auditors questioned the use, Stapleton returned the vehicle to the motor pool in March of 2019. According to the AP report, over the entire lease, Stapleton also traveled thousands of miles in the 2015 GMC Sierra during weekends and holiday periods when he had no official events scheduled. Stapleton declined multiple requests for interviews by the Associated Press. His office manager and spokeswoman, Susan Ames, said Stapleton traveled to fulfill his job responsibilities, and a long-term vehicle lease was the most efficient and least costly way to do so. Early snowstorms in northwest Montana have contributed to the deaths of five grizzly bears in 1 week on the Rocky Mountain front. The Missoulian reports that a sixth grizzly was put down east of Rogers Pass for killing cattle, pushing the unofficial annual mortality count to 38 in the ecosystem. The Bureau of Land Management announced last week an increase to drilling permit fees on public lands. The fee increases directed by U.S. Congress also apply to some mineral cost recovery for oil and gas developers. YPR's Jess Sheldahl reports.
A spokesperson for the BLM says the annual fee increases, which took effect October 1st, are, quote, very modest, unquote. The application for permit to drill fee, or APD, increased in price by $180 to $10,230. 24 mineral cost recovery fees were also adjusted based on inflation. The fee increases ranged from $5 to $75. An APD is a non-refundable processing fee collected when an oil and gas developer submits a drilling permit. APDs are required whether or not an application for a drilling permit is approved. The fees cover processing documents for permits, protests, and leases. According to a press release, the BLM collected almost $51 million in APD fees for the 2019 fiscal year. BLM manages more than 8 million acres in Montana and the Dakotas, and more than 47 million acres of federal mineral estate in the three states. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Montana still officially celebrates today as Columbus Day, but a handful of cities here have replaced it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Some local leaders refuse to recognize a day that they say glorifies colonization and mistreatment of Native Americans. Missoula is one of those cities. Edward O'Brien attended an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration there and files this story.
Members of the University of Montana's Pacific Islanders Club perform an ancient Hawaiian dance meant to elicit Native Hawaiian people's connection to nature. UM's Indigenous Peoples Day observance was a vivid and colorful celebration of Indigenous peoples from across North America, the Pacific Islands, Mexico, as well as Central and South America. UM student and university's student diversity coordinator Joseph Grady helped coordinate Monday's celebration. He's a member of the Blackfeet tribe.
Historically, yes. Christopher Columbus did have a hand in crossing the sea and landing on the shores of around Cuba. But the message is that he didn't discover anything.
Meaning, says Grady?
That we were self-discovered. We were already here. We numbered in the millions, literally. And so it's a message to say that, yeah, Columbus had his thing, but more importantly, Indigenous people did as well.
Grady points out that colonization has always generated plenty of deep and dark problems for Indigenous people, but he adds those same people also have a remarkable history.
Indigenous people have for a long time, and thousands of years, had medicines and languages and governments and systems of interacting, ceremony and celebration as well. And that's the larger part that we celebrate on Indigenous Peoples Day, and that's why we tend to brag about it on a day like this, because it's worth bragging about.
At least eight states have ditched Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. Montana's not one of them. During the last legislative session, the state house passed a bill to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. That bill later died in a Senate committee. Opponents said Christopher Columbus did do harm to Native people, but add he has a history worth noting. Missoula joins Harlem, Bozeman, and Helena as cities that no longer recognize Columbus Day. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.